If your brand is afraid of negative comments on social media, take a breath. Because what if I told you that those comments could be the key to better CX or customer experience, stronger brand trust, and even increased revenue? Justin Levy and his team at ZoomInfo are living proof. You're not going to want to miss this follow-up episode to Justin's interview. Welcome to the Social Media CX Podcast, where social media meets customer experience and where all fires, no rainbows is the current reality for most brands. I'm Brooke Sellis, CEO of B Squared Media, and I am on a mission to change that. Social media can be the MVP of your CX strategy, and I'm here to show you how. Each week, we'll tackle the challenges of social care head-on with candid interviews, real-world case studies, and actionable advice to turn your social channels into loyalty-building, revenue-driving, dopamine machines. Whether you're managing customer complaints, trying to engage meaningfully, or just tired of missing DMs, this podcast is your guide to putting out the fires and building the rainbows. Hey, everybody, it's Brooke Sellis back with another episode, and let's talk about negative feedback and how it actually isn't a brand killer. It's a CX or a customer experience opportunity. Instead of dodging comments, deleting reviews, or letting them die in the DMs, smart brands are building structured, scalable response systems that turn friction into connection. If you haven't listened to my episode with Justin Levy, make sure you go listen to episode 13. We talk about his social media SWAT team and how they have made a ton of improvements with essentially using a social care strategy and program. But let's talk about first what makes negative comments so valuable. Well, this is feedback from your customers. You know, we always talk about voice of customer data, and that is voice of customer data. It's unfiltered and it may not be pleasant, but they're telling you exactly why their expectations aren't being met. So in my mind, negative comments are the only place where a positive change can take place if you're listening and if you're taking action. They're also a trigger for conversation, and we all know that conversations lead to trust. Oh, yeah, and the algorithms really love engagement, even if it's not so nice in the beginning on your social media channels. Next, let's talk about how ZoomInfo gets it right, just as Justin explained. So they're taking routing issues to the next level. They're actually using subject matter experts, getting those requests to the right people on the right teams. It's not just whoever's running social. They're actually sending these specific requests for support to a team. So if it's a legal issue, they're sending it to an SME who has signed up on the legal team to be a part of this SWAT team. If it's a sales issue, they're sending that to someone on the sales team to be a part of the SWAT team. If it's customer service, they're sending that customer service request to a customer service rep who is a part of the SWAT team. And they're coming in and they're responding directly and publicly when it makes sense. And this is huge because in social care and what we see working with our social care clients, a lot of times the social media team doesn't know how to answer these questions. There isn't a strategy. There isn't really even a customer care team. So the way that ZoomInfo has set this up is actually really, really brilliant. They're using negative comments to open the door and then personalizing the follow-up. And one of the best things that they're doing is they're actually having one of their VPs reach out from time to time and answer people. And I don't know about you, but if I had a complaint and a stakeholder or a CEO of a company came through and gave me an I'm so sorry, how can we help response, I would really sit up and pay attention because so few brands are responding at all, much less responding in the way that ZoomInfo is doing it. So how can you build a smart response system that's similar to what ZoomInfo is doing? Step one, you need to think about intent tagging. So you need to be thinking about categorizing these conversations as they come through. Is it a sales support question or acquisition? Is it a customer service support question or retention? Is it complaint? Which product is it on? You're going to want to categorize as many parts of that conversation as you can. And then step two would be creating some sort of internal playbook for how you're going to route these messages. Will it be to a social care team? Will it be to subject matter experts or SMEs inside of certain teams? What's the tone going to look like, right? So you've got to set up the route of how this is going to look and how it's going to sound. Not really sound, you know what I mean? But like how it's going to sound in someone's head when they're reading that message back. Step three, what gets a public reply versus a private DM? Justin talked about how a lot of these messages that they're getting, I want to say like 20% or so, he said were spam or someone trying to create a problem where there wasn't one. So they didn't reply to all of the conversations that came through. And on top of that, you're going to want to decide when are we going to respond publicly and when are we going to encourage someone to move offline and move into the DMs with us or maybe by phone. And then step four is set a response time expectation. Justin mentioned how their team is working in shifts around the clock, but you need to do what works for your company. If you only have people working Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, how can you set a response time expectation? Can you use a bot to help you on the weekends or after hours when your team isn't available so that at least someone gets a communication back and knows that a team member will get back to them within a certain amount of time? And the final step is to train your team. You need to make sure that all of the people on the team, just like Justin mentioned, have buy-in on this strategy and this program. And if you don't have buy-in or you don't have a team, you can outsource it to people who get it, like me. Are you ready to master social media customer experience? My online course, Mastering Social Media CX, gives you a step-by-step blueprint to turn conversations into conversions. And just for you, my podcast listeners, you get an exclusive 60% off. Yeah, 60%. All you have to do is use the code SMCX, as in social media customer experience, at checkout. Don't miss your chance to level up your social care game. Head on over to bsquaredmedia.com/courses and start transforming your strategy today. Finally, I want to talk about what not to do, okay? Because this one's very important. I still see this all the time, but please don't delete comments. Unless they're spam, hate speech, or way off base, do not delete comments. People can figure out when that's happening. If you go listen to my Care Chat episode with Skara Scott, we actually talk about how people can figure out if they're deleting your comments, and that's going to actually add to the backlash. Obviously, please stop ghosting people when they're unhappy. Don't just ignore it and stick your head in the sand. The ostrich approach is not going to work with negative comments. In fact, what we've seen with our clients, when you do respond to those negative comments and you give a helpful and a valuable answer, the people who are watching have more faith and trust in your brand. Brand trust is really hard to come by today. So just answer the comments honestly, earnestly, and you'll start to see trust develop. Last, please don't copy and paste scripts. Don't respond like a robot. Make sure you're matching the tone with empathy and clarity. We've got a ton of blog content on this, so go visit the blog if you haven't already at bsquaredmedia. And you can see, just type in empathy in the search bar on the blog. We've got a ton of posts on how to do this. We've got a ton of scripts that you can copy and paste, but don't copy and paste with your responses. You cannot control every comment. I get that. And it feels hard when we're not in control. As someone who's a little bit of a control freak, I mean, yeah, I get it. I get it. It doesn't feel good. But you can control your response. You need to be looking at ZoomInfo's social media SWAT team as a prime example of a brand that doesn't hide from negativity. They're leaning in. They're making it personal. And they're solving problems in public, which builds trust with everyone watching. So if you're getting heat on social, that's not the problem. It's the invitation to make things better. What you do next will define your brand. I'll catch you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to the Social Media CX podcast. If you loved today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone who needs to up their social care game.